My name's Jeff. I've been managing a disciplined farm since around about 1993 or something like that. Anyway, around about 22 years managing the farm. The farm is a mixed farm with dairy, vegetables, fruit, and where we are in the cycle. The monsoon period begins in mid-October and goes through to the end of December. During this time, the fields are prepared with beds for vegetable growing. Can't plant in the monsoon, really. It's a risk because if you get the rain that we would love to get, you often get very heavy downpours, and then if you have a seedling 3 or 4 inches high, it can be gone. So it's a risk to plant in the rains. And already in December through to January and on up till March, we have a continuous planting and harvesting cycle of vegetables, especially the vegetables that can't grow here in the summer. That means things like tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, and so on. And by the time we get to April, it's too hot. These vegetables won't grow anymore because they can't take the heat. So after April, we can put in tropical vegetables, aubergines, spinaches, okra, cucumbers, melons, gourds, pumpkins. And during this period from April through to June or July, there's often no rain, though there may be some interspersed showers, just like we've had just now. So we need irrigation to keep these crops growing. During this time of the year, with less production, we catch up on all the other work we have to do, the cleaning up work. We have, during the summertime, there's less growing because we don't anyway have that much that we can produce. The beds during the summer, many of the beds have green manures or they're lying fallow. And so they're basically fallow for 4 or 5 months minimum, maybe longer sometimes. And we also recycle the beds. The beds that previously had sweet potatoes will have jicama or other crops, and we cycle all the beds around as well. After July, we can start preparing beds to be planted in August, September. In August, September, we have a couple of long-term crops, sweet potatoes and jicama. And these take until January, February to be ready to harvest. So already we go into a planting thing at that time. The rains come in mid-October, and so then more garden preparation continues on from this period. We have dairy cows, and we don't have a strict cyclic pattern for the cows. If we have any choice to get the cows pregnant, we try to get them pregnant so that the maximum milk production is during the winter when we have many guests and many visitors. Because during the summer, the many Aurelians are gone, the guest season is down, and so that's the ideal situation, to have cows calving as you come into December, January. We have problems in Oroville. Sometimes we have gluts of milk at the wrong time of the year because all the farms have the same problem. If you haven't got it right with getting the cows having to calve and lactate, then you'll find yourself with too much milk. And then contrary-wise, during the January, February, March, you'll have too little milk. One has to try to get it right. And so we look to see if we can set up a milk processing unit at some time. This is a step down the line somewhere. But with then you have fruit trees, short-term fruit trees, which is bananas and papaya. And bananas are less than a year, and papayas they can live 5 years, 8 years, whatever. But ultimately, we keep them for about 3 years, and we have constant cycling happening for the short-term trees. And then you have the long-term trees, which is mangoes, chikus, lemons, passion fruit. with the bananas and papayas, we cycle them around also. Where we are in the cycle. The five-year plan was, I think, a very good structure to have because it made clear what the problems were, what the issues were, what the various aspects were that had to be developed and improved to make the farming and food situation in Oroville better. At the beginning of the five-year plan, we had hoped that we would get significant financial support from Oroville itself, as well as from outside funding. This hasn't happened, and so there was a sort of the idea of having a rapid improvement, especially with infrastructure and personnel, that we would see the whole farming situation develop. It hasn't happened. So what has happened in that sense is that we have changed to a more slower improvement. The various issues that have been identified are still relevant, and we still continue to improve those things. The development of FoodLink for receiving and distributing produce, the setting up of various funds to borrow or give for infrastructure, training programs, promotion, organic standards, education, all of these things are still happening. We've been, for the last few years, the Food Link has been at the attached to the building where PTDC is. Our production has increased a lot in the last years, and we also do a milk distribution there, and so the site is not really adequate for what we need to do. So already some years ago we were allocated an area opposite Certitude where we could have new Food Link activities, and so a couple of weeks ago we had an inauguration of the area. We have ideas to put a snack bar there that would use Oroville produce, to do have food processing there, to use items that are in surplus, eventually to have a storage possibilities, and eventually an outlet. We have engaged with the schools, and we have programs where some agriculture lessons are taught in Future School, for example. We have also with Future School, we have the training, the students have an optional period where they can work on the farms. We have students coming to work on the farms. We had running for some years, we had running a farmers training program where we, all prospective farmers, would do an academic plus hands-on training. The academic side has a little bit dropped off, but we concentrate on practical trainee programs. And in fact, we have now set up that the new farmers work together with the existing farmers for a three-year period before they become the official managers for the farm. We also have set up a group that implements organic standards. It's called it's a PGS organic standards group, a participatory guarantee system. And this also involves mutual monitoring and information sharing. In the last 2 years, there's more awareness of the Oroville produce. We have people that now come to FoodLink looking for the Oroville produce. We have various people in Oroville that are promoting local produce, such as Krishna Solitude, who has his local issues. A number of other people are promoting organic food and Oroville organic food. In the schools, they are attempting to grow. They have gardens and they try to grow their own produce and also to eat their own produce. there's certainly a lot more awareness in the last couple of years. From the consumer side, I see that there's more uptake as well. I see people looking for the produce that's in Foodman. I see the efforts of Krishna, for example, at Solitude with its promotion of Localicious in both the kitchen as well as straightforward promotion. I see that there's been a response to this. A small market inside Oroville means that you don't have enough production coming for each farm to be able to have enough income. You don't have enough turnover for each farm. To have the farms to be financially viable as units, you need more sales of production. And this is the problem. So what has resulted is that many of the farmers resort to secondary sources of income, whether it's food processing or kitchens or having guests and volunteers, and different possibilities, because simply the volume of production is not enough and the market is not enough to absorb what we can produce. So you get a kind of a stagnation of growth. We don't move as increase enough. We have fallow periods and we put in new crops and in that sense it gives breathing space for the farmers. But foremost I think is the fact that you don't have enough financial viability for the farmers. So what to say, it's a luxury or it's something that one would like, but it's, you know, the farms themselves have to be viable. With the low population growth, it means that the problem of having a big enough market to support the farms, which will continue to be a problem, because one sees that the farms need already to be developed for the population that will come in the next 10 or 20 years, whenever this will be. To not develop the farming scene is to just will mean that if it's not developed, we will end up having not a farming scene in Oroville. But the market being so small, it means that this is a break. Where we are in the cycle. When we were encouraged to begin by the FAMC, they also had perhaps a misplaced hope that they could support significantly the farms, and then it has become apparent that they have not the resources or the means. And so I think when we come back to looking at assessing where we are and where we go, we'll have to be looking at other funding. We started the five-year plan when it became very apparent that there was no funding. A lot of the wind fell out of the effort. I mean, we in fact do proceed with the five-year plan. Indeed, it would be good to have a look within the next year at the five-year plan and make an assessment of where we are, and again look for new goals and new aims that are recognizing the different situation, the fact that we don't have large-scale funding, that we have to grow more organically, you know, step by step, and then having another five-year plan. When the efforts with the funding raising collapsed, it went into a kind of an abeyance. So it's what to say, it is good and it will be good to do. We have to gather our energies together and because in fact it's kind of running on automatic at the moment. You know, the various things that were outlined are going ahead because people understand what they are. The development of Foodlink, the development of consumer awareness, these things are there. It will be good in fact to have such a reassessment somewhere in the next year. Small-scale diversification of the activities in Oroville, I think, is good for the community as a whole, as well as for the farmers, because it will mean that, given that they can't get the funding, they will have to diversify their activities. I think all these things are, in my opinion, these things are all good, because it brings awareness to food production. It gives different alternatives to people to both produce and receive products. I see too the situation for the farmers is that it becomes necessary for them to diversify their efforts. Instead of being simple producers of food, we have to look at food processing, different kinds of distribution, education, training, and all of these, because it becomes necessary as a source of support for the farmers. We're adding new farmers. We've got, just in the last 2 months, we've got now two new farms, one new farm about 2 months ago, and just right now another new farm starting. Our food production every year has been increasing significantly for especially vegetables and fruit. We have increased productions. Our problem is not only on the production side, but it's also on the distribution side. So these are, and the awareness of the organic food produced in Oroville is more.